بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، نشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وحافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى، وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أول يحسبه به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته، فإن صلحت قد أفلح وأنجح، وإن فسدت فقد خاب وخسر، إلى آخره. إن أول يحاسبه به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته. أولا we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should be praised, and I thank Allah for allowing us to praise him. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us one more yawm al-qiyamah to worship him. We bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. No one is worthy of it. No one. No human being is worthy of us to bow down to. No one. Nothing is worthy of our worship and our absolute obedience except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's servant, his messenger, his prophet, the last one. And we don't worship Muhammad, we obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of our souls, especially leaders, especially imams who give khutbah, must seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of their souls. For we listen to the khutbah, even the angels right now have folded their books, and those who are coming now, the angels are not even recording them in the book. Once the imam gets up there and give khutbah, the angels themselves, they fold the books and they listen to the khutbah. How significant it is for us to come to the masjid for Yawm al-Jum'ah. Yes, we seek refuge with the weakness of ourselves. Fathers must say that before they teach their children. Husbands must say that before they teach their wives. Mothers must say that before they teach their children. We seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of our souls. Whomever Allah guides is never misguided. And yet, if Allah don't guide you, you will be misguided for sure. And Allah, no one can take you out but Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to bless our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1,300,000,000 Muslims, when they hear the name Muhammad, they say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How blessed he is. May Allah bless his great companion that we've learned so much from, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Ali, and Uthman, and the rest of them, and his wives, his family. We're very blessed, brothers and sisters. We're very blessed to be Muslim and to know about the great traditions of the Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the Muslims everywhere. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, In today's khutbah, I want to remind us of the ayah of Quran, حافظوا على الصلوات وصلاة الوسطى. Guard your prayers. Guard your prayers. All of them. Every one of them. Guard them, protect them, observe them. Especially the middle prayer. Salatul Wusta. According to translations, according to tafsir, according to explanations, especially Asr Salat. But guard all of them. This is the khutbah today. Brothers and sisters, never ever underestimate the significance, the value of prayer. Never ever underestimate the significance, the value, the utility of salat, prayer. It is deeper than we understand. I was on in a car Monday morning on the way to the airport from Los Angeles to come back to New York. And a young brother, college student, going for his master's degree, asked me a question. Imam Siraj, what would you say about one who would say, I can be a good person and not have to perform salat? What would you say about that? This khutbah is about that statement, that question. Brothers and sisters, you right now probably know some Muslim or someone who calls himself Muslim that have abandoned their salat. They don't make prayer. I want you to take a copy of this khutbah, inshallah, and give it to them as a gift. This khutbah is for them, and indeed for all of us. حافظوا على صلوات وصلاة الوسطى. Guard your prayers. Guard your five prayers. Salatul Fajr, guard it. Protect it. Preserve it. Make sure you make it. Salatul Dhuhr, when you're in your business, when you're selling on the street, when you're in school, when you're on your job, Salatul Dhuhr Asr. When you take your wife out, when you go out with the brothers, حافظوا على الصلوات.